está ahí.
Capital city of Japan.
Capital city is not defined in Japan. Mm. Nothing defines. There's no law that says capital city of Japan is this.
Tokyo.
But de facto capital is Tokyo because we have emperor living there and you have the Congress and everything in Tokyo. So it's a de facto. But nothing defines.
There's no legal note that says Tokyo is the capital of Japan.
Correct. No document.
Still Kyoto, did.
Kyoto back people India. still think. Emperor is still visiting Tokyo.
Traveling Tokyo.
So we are just waiting. Because more than a thousand years you've been there.
In Tokyo.
Only the last maybe 100 few years in Tokyo. Oh. So he's just visiting.
He's visiting Tokyo.
There's no document that says emperor has moved to Tokyo.
Okay. So what was the story when the emperor moved to Tokyo?
What was the story?
Japan became modernized before during the Edo period, or the Shogun. You know, after that, modern Japan.
Okay.
That's when he moved his to Tokyo.
To secure himself.
Before that was still Tokyo was already a de facto capital, but back then, the definition of capital is where the emperor lives.
But one thing, wondering why U.S. attack Hiroshima and Nagasaki, not Tokyo or Kyoto. Why?
Because I think for the Americans, they wanted to use the emperor, so they, you know, if
you
kill
the emperor,
it could be chaos. Huh?
As long as
the emperor is there and emperor says, okay, we surrender to U.S. Okay.
But actually, the American throw the atomic bomb, not because of they want to the Japanese to surrender. No,
why?
They want because Russia and Japan never until almost the end of the war, Russia and Japan is actually not officially in war.
No, never.
So
when start losing, then suddenly this Russian guy declare war to Japan. So because they are nearby to Japan, so they can occupy Japan. So American think, okay, let's bomb
Japan immediately.
So, immediately, so the Japan surrender. That's true.
It's not because the Pearl Harbor.
No.
Maybe that's true.
Because actually.
No
need to bomb Japan with atomic bomb. Japan already lost the war.
Yeah.
Lost the war. De facto, they lost the war.
Yep.
But the euro, not yet, because not yet surrender.
Yep.
So, okay, let this Truman guy say, okay, this bomb, good? Yes, good. Only one bomb, finish. Okay then, maybe you think, okay, one bomb, finish. Okay. Let's throw one. not yet, okay, another one, boom. You see? After two bomb, finish. Surrender to U.S., not to Russia.
Russia. Oh, good business,
Some area of Japan is now belong to Russia. You know what?
Sakhalin,
A few islands.
The U.S.
You can take it.
Yeah, take it. No problem.
But now there's gas.
Unlucky boy. The U.S. just cut it.
Alaska, so they buy Alaska cheap.
Yeah, $1 a meter square.
$2 million they pay for Alaska, and they get how many billions from the oil? And
the thing is, same like us, but how come the British get the Sarawak and Brunei? It used to, this area is belongs to us.
Oh, okay.
But when the England and the Dutch make agreement. They make it like, you know, this is belongs to you, this belongs to me. Basically, this is all belongs to us.
But the thing is, Sulawesi, we got all. Sumatra, we got all. Java, we got all. Why they divide Borneo? Did they know there's an oil reservoir there?
No. Of course.
They already know.
During 1800s, they already, from this Dutch and... British only conquer the shore, not the not the mainland, maybe shore. But there is one British guy, he's called the Sarawak people. I have plenty of friends from Sarawak people in Qatar. They call this James Brooke. So this James Brooke guys, they are sent by the British. So he make friend with the Iban people, Iban, Dayak Iban.
Iban itu apa?
Iban itu suku Dayak.
Oh, suku Dayak.
Tribe. One of the strongest tribe, Dayak tribe in Borneo. So there is this Borneo Dayakis people, they like to headhunt, you know? Kato people head.
Behead.
Yeah.
Beheaded.
Kato people head and collect and hang in front of their door, something like that. The headhunters.
Literally.
So they just cut off because these Iban people, unlike the other tribe, they don't know how to farm, they don't know how to fish, they only know how to
fight.
So and they hunt. Yeah, they always rubbing other tribe. So this James Brooke, okay, they make some agreement, blah blah blah. Then the British ruler make one rule. Okay, nobody can cut anybody head anymore, except the Iban. So he used the Iban to conquer the Sarawak. His ambition is to conquer up to Brunei. Yeah? Actually, half of the Sarawak is belong to Brunei. You know, Brunei very small.
Yeah.
So this Dayak people fighting the Malay. Yeah?
So this why people from East Malaysia, I mean West Malaysia, if they want to go to Sarawak, or Sarawak especially, even they have one country,
they need passport.
They need to passport.
Yeah. They have to show the passport.
Yeah. Oh. So, they actually...
They don't want to under...
Anybody's rule.
Anybody's rules.
Oh, because Sarawak is their own rule.
Yeah. Malaysia have one...
Sarawak like this, and Sabah. Special.
The Semenanjung, they have small kingdom. So, this sultan, this sultan, this sultan, this sultan, this sultan, right? So they, okay, every how many years?
5 years, four years.
Yeah, so okay, you become the master king. Yeah, the master king, right? King of kings. But not to Sarawakan people, no, we don't want. So this is different country, yeah? So, okay, we unite only to for military and for the official foreign business with other country, you can represent us. So they make one election and get prime minister, blah blah blah. But the Sarawak is still declared they are their own country. That's why if Sarawak to go Kuala Lumpur, they show passport, and Kuala Lumpur guy to go Sarawak, use passport.
Okay.
But from the Sarawak to West Malaysia, no need. But people who are living in the West Malaysia to go to Sarawak or Sabah, they need to show their passport.
In the airport?
Yeah, even in the when they are entering the airport.
Oh, that's new.
Because they feel that they have their own country before.
Okay.
They don't want to match with the Malaysia.
Oh, this is
but
this
under
is
rule by it. British. They make a commonwealth.
Okay. But Sarawak has their own king.
Lai Hong Sultan?
No.
King?
No.
There is only Dayak, Pak.
Only Dayak people in Sarawak, maybe?
Dayak, Sabah also. Like Marcellus came from
Sabah. Marcellus? Marcellus. That's why, yeah? Nothing.
He's a Dayak.
Chinese? Dayak. No, Dayak. He's not Chinese, he's Dayak.
Actually, this Dayak people came from Indochina, yeah? From Yunnan area. Yunnan, so they travel many thousand years ago. They travel by boat, okay.
Sucks, yeah. They go to the forest,
but they don't know how to planting. They don't know. I just know to
like
rubbing.
This yeah, Viking. Like the Viking.
Yeah? Iban.
They just love to cut off people's head off.
So what's the story about Brunei?
So then Brunei, when they're already cornered, they make deal with the British Empire.
Also, Protect us.
Ask your this James Brooke not to attack us.
James Brooke is military or geologist?
Pak Barista. Pak Barista.
Ya, business kita. Dia perwakilan. He's one British government representative in the colony. Like Lord Mountbatten is the representative of the British Empire in India. Lord Mountbatten, a very very poor poor family actually.
That's maybe the same thing. Well, the same idea can be happen in Indonesia with Jogja and Aceh.
Aceh, why special? Because Aceh never surrender to Dutch.
Never.
Aceh never lose the war.
Never.
Only two regions that never lose the war to Dutch, Aceh and Jogja.
Yes.
Only two regions.
Yeah.
We are only surrender to
ladies.
Not to the government.
I'm with you, Pak. So only two regions. So, that's the story.
Aceh ladies more strong.
Because basically, if you go to Aceh, Aceh means that consists of the Portuguese, and then Indian, and then Malayu, and then
Chinese.
If you go to Gayo, you want to see people like Chinese people. You know, if you go to East Aceh, like you can see people like Topik.
Indian.
Oh, okay.
Even the food is similar with Indian food. Curry, whatever.
How about you, Pak? You Malay?
I'm Malay.
Wadawut,
same like Tamil.
India.
Same like Tamil. Tamil.
See,
there is some people, they call it
Lamno.
It's like Portuguese.
Portuguese.
They have blue eyes, and then tall. But they are using the local language.
Okay. Okay.
Because used to is the Portuguese is occupied this area.
Portuguese.
Portuguese. Malaka.
Malaya.
But they say it's already no more Lamno people left because of tsunami.
Yeah. Still.
Because of tsunami.
They vanish. Gone. Genocide. Yes,
there is
couple by genocide by nature.
When we live in the east coast of Banaji.
They are fishermen.
And trader.
Bitcoin.
Okay, Pak.
Okay, man.
I think there is no original Indonesian people because most of them is mixed with other countries.
Actually, there is no Indonesian.
Everybody's same, In Japan, also come from somewhere else. Everybody come from Africa.
Everybody come from Africa. See, my father and my mother came from different tribe.
Okay.
My father Javanese, my mother is Borneo Malay. So, my wife is from Sumatra, so my children is now they don't know what tribe they are. They're just Indonesian people.
Orang Kalimantan, orang Jawa.
So, how about Japanese? Are they like
Inuit?
Same.
Inuit.
I know.
No,
I know.
What else?
I mean, there, but the Ainu language is already.
Nobody really speaks anymore.
Where the
Hokkaido?
In Hokkaido.
That's the original.
Not the original. They are pretty much a little bit different because they are living in North
Island.
Okinawa also different.
It's a different,
Different. Yeah. Face different.
Different language. Yeah. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. Face different. Yeah. The skin different.
I saw the Japanese people. They have monsters, and like us, we have monsters. What is this kind of problem? Hokkaido.
Not necessarily. Before, many people had mustache. Nowadays,
but
not
people
much.
People is quite
tall.
Dark skin.
Dark skin.
Yeah, but not white like you, but it's like us.
No.
Okinawa
but
people,
not
so tall, but they have more like a beard.
Okinawa people sometimes mix with the US nowadays.
You know what, Pabut? Maybe. Back then, there's an Aceh guy come to Japan and go invite the girls and become big. Oh, Japan, half Aceh. Back then, like 2,000 years ago. A long time ago.
I'm pretty sure some people come from this region to Japan. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
How about Hawaii? How come there are so many Japanese there?
Oh, they are immigrant.
Is there any like natural?
I don't know. Back then, there are many Japanese immigrants. They migrate to like
Guam,
Brazil. Many in Brazil.
Yeah, Peru also.
Peru. Yeah.
One of the presidents.
Brazil president was.
Fujimori.
Yeah.
The tennis player also half Peru, half Japan.
What about the Japanese people?
We are
traveling
so long.
Yeah, so far.
I guess it was a government policy back then.
Is it like a big war in Japan?
No, not
people
big war.
Spread.
Germany people, they are spread out after their defeat by U.S.
But there's no war. It's not because of the war. I don't know why. But
I'm wondering also in Peru, the blood is somewhere.
Maybe the emperor go to Tokyo, the people goes to Guam. Go to Guam, okay. Go to Peru.
Peru look nice, yeah.
Look nice, hot.
Hot. Brazil also hot. Yeah. Hot ladies, hot weather. Up.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
I guess back then, like Peru and Brazil, they invited people because they probably needed more people to, you know, do the farming and whatever. So they were probably invited and pointed between the Japanese government and the Brazil government said, okay,
transmigrasi.
So you have also many Japanese
Brazil,
yes.
Program.
Silent infection.
Yeah. I mean, like Indonesian people know stay in Suriname. But this is because of the Dutch people. During the Dutch colonial, they brought people from Java to Suriname.
Setahun lagi semua orang kayak blood, Java blood.
And also they brought Japanese people to Sumatra, the one that my hometown now. So that's why no wonder in Sumatra also a lot of the Japanese people.
Okay. In Sumatra?
The name is like me. I'm a Japanese. I mean, Japanese from maybe during 1900.
Okay.
Because my grandpa, he told me that used to come from Central Java.
Okay.
When the Dutch people, they brought their family, my grandpa family, not only to Sumatra Island, also to Suriname. Suriname is located in the Pacific. Far from
South America.
South America. South America.
Also in Pacific, also there is one Pacific island that full Japanese people.
Oh,
yeah.
What is it?
Pacific island, somewhere in Pacific.
Next to God.
Maybe this is because of slavery.
Slavery.
Because Dutch wants to have a very
cheap labor.
Yeah, I have friend. Originally from Sawalunto, the coal mining city. His name is very Sundanese. Henry Kusnadi.
Sawalunto.
Original.
I think it's originally coming from West Java.
His great-grandfather was taken to by the Dutch to dig some coal in Sawalunto. Coal mining. That's why his name is Henry Kusnadi. I thought he's Sundanese. No, original Padang, bro.
Anak Padang.
I think Cook Island,
Cook Island.
There's a lot of also Japanese people there. Java. Because that's brought them to there.
Before that was Cook Island. Occupied by Dutch.
Yeah.
Cook Island di bawah ya.
Because now still empty. Dutch wants to open the plantation. They brought the people from Java as the cheap manpower, including the Suriname, Sumatra, because at that time Sumatra is very famous for tobacco.
Okay, tobacco. Okay.
Tobacco from Sumatra is very famous in Den Haag.
Up to now, daily tobacco, sir.
Tobacco.
Make cigar.
Cook Island is also founded by James Cook, the founder of Australia. And where's the word Australia coming from?
From
the Maluku guy,
From Ambon guy.
From Ambon guy.
Oh, back then, see, this James Cook, he hired Ambon guy to navigate. Yeah. So, I think there's an island there. Yes, there's an island there. Okay, take us there. Big island, big. So, when this, they're nearby the Australia, so this James Cook, because he had telescope, oh, I see the island. Did you see it? The Ambon guy. He asked this navigator, this Ambon guy. He said, oh, Setaralia!
Oh, Setaralia! Oh, Setaralia! Oh, I don't see it!
I don't see it!
Oh, Setaralia! Oh, Setaralia! Oh, James Cook said, Australia! Yeah. That's how Australia.
That's cool.
Ambon guy! Oh, Setaralia!
Oh, Setaralia!
What
language
is that? It's Ambonis. I don't see it. I don't see it. Oh, Taralia, tidak lihat. Oh, saya tidak lihat.
Setaralia. Ah. Because he don't have the telescope. James Cook has telescope. Oh. Ah, you see that? You see the island? Oh, Australia.
Okay. That's why Australia.
That's the story of Australia.
Yeah. And James Cook know that.
So I think yeah. Max, thanks to
Ambonis.
Yeah. Especially
if
it, for Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah. Dylan Thomas. Yeah. If it's not, it will call the Cook Island. The Cook. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
Cook.
Yeah, Cook.
Bad
word. Bad word. So James Cook, okay, that island, my name. Small one, my name. Oh, Setaralia. Oh, Setaralia. Ambon navigator.
And he don't have the telescope like James Cook, because back then telescope is something expensive. Belong to the captain only.
Only captain. Just see like this.
Lagi apa?
Australia.
Oh, Australia.
It's coming from Australia. Australia. Okay. That's why. Okay. Oh, sudah malam kah? Oh, okay. Almost 9. 9 bubar.
9
11. Okay, one more stick.
11 and we talk about Felix.
Luckily, we don't have the chance to tell the story to Michael.
What? Oh.
About this Osetralia.
Osetralia, I think, yeah.
You missed it, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know if he believe it or not.
Just another story.
Another story, I don't know.
I think it's true. Because.
But the thing is, Australia is before. If I read the story, it's full with the crime people.
Oh yeah,
criminal.
So from UK, send people to the farthest place.
South down under.
So don't come back. Foolish people.
Okay, we have overcrowded prison.
Yeah.
Okay, dump them to that.
Extreme.
Do you guys want to live free? Yes. Where? Oh, far away from Pacific. Oceanian, kebayang mereka, very good country, maybe.
But the thing is very strange also. How come the American, the USA, they have Hawaii? Because Hawaii is very far from the Australia. I mean, from the
it's a fortress, man. To avoid the war.
The background. I don't know. During World War II also, they have
before.
They already this.
Already before.
Before the World War II, I think.
Yeah.
1800
something.
Yeah. They want to establish a base to attack Asia. Asia. That's the base. Hawaii. They
if you read the story, the most, I can say, powerful country before is Russia. Prussia. Japan. And then
Persian.
British.
Yes, British. France.
Turkish maybe. Yeah.
Turkish.
Yeah.
Before that was Turkey. Before that was Mongolia.
Mongolia, even scarier.
Then after World War II,
American become superhero.
After World War One, all the European countries
collapsed. Big country.
Yeah, they call it the Brit. Germany.
From their civil war, 1800s. From the civil war, they never have any war. Up to
World War One.
World War Two.
World War II. World War I, they were just supporting.
Making money. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And they bring slaves from Africa, work for free, and they get the money.
Yes. They invent the capitalism.
Yes.
The science also not grow up in America. Most of the growth is in Germany.
Oh, yeah. Scientist, before it was like Italy, right?
Scientists is mostly coming from Germany.
Spain, Portugal.
When the Germany is beat by US, a lot of the scientists went to the Australia. I mean, went to US or went to Germany.
The Jews.
Einstein.
Yeah, Jews and Einstein came from, run away from German war and become US citizen and make US like now. It's Jew who make the marketing for US.
Armenian is thrown away by the Turkish.
Oh. That's why Armenian, they produce Kim Kardashian.
The family name ends with An.
Kim Kardashian? Mm. That's why the Armenian throw the family. Bad seed.
A-N.
Kardashian, Tajkian, you know, the band System of a Down. They're Armenian descendants. Yeah. Search Tankian. Hot ladies. Kim Kardashian. The father. Her father is the lawyer for O.J. Simpson, who won the trial. Okay. O.J., can I get my knife back?
But they're all in the, you know, behind now. Yeah. Not in the front. They get the money.
Yeah. We think you do.
George Soros, yeah?
Jew.
I think the most of the, I can say, is entrepreneur is Jews blood.
Entertainer,
Warner Bros. Juice.
Entrepreneur.
Facebook.
Yep. Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
Walter.
MGM.
Yeah, that's smart people.
Smart people.
George Soros.
And all of the diamond, diamond, everything by Jew.
Controlled by Jew.
Diamond, controlled by Jew. Diamond market.
The Beers.
The Beers.
When I was in US, even a small shop owned by Jewish people, I recognize because they have used
The peci. What is it called?
Kafia. It's very easy to identify the Jewish people. A lot of people in the New York, they're Jewish because I can show this. The custom is like, you know, like Jews in the Jerusalem.
With beard.
Many. The black thing. And
what is it called? Amish?
Amish? Amish is different.
Different? Yeah, oh, Amish is not Jew.
Amish is different.
Oh, they're not Jew?
Not Jew. Different.
Oh, different. Oh, I thought they were Jew. No? Oh,
Jewish people always believe that they are the best race created by God.
Okay.
The chosen one. They have the belief.
So the Amish?
No, Jews.
The Jew. Oh, yeah, okay, the Jew, yeah.
They are the smartest
guy. Yeah, the chosen one.
The fact is they are smart.
They are very smart.
That's why Moses saved us from Arabic. We crossed the ocean.
I still remember they make a group in Harvard University. Only the smart people can join this club.
Mm. Oh, like sorority. P, Alpha, Gamma, Beta, something.
But the one who produce more president is the Skull and Bone. Skull and Bone sorority, yeah?
Yeah, Skull and Bone.
Skull and Bone. Producing all the poor U.S. president.
Skull and Bone. It's the University of California?
Yeah, UCLA.
UCLA. George Bush, Junior, Senior.
George Bush is Texas, man.
Kuliah ya.
Yeah.
So
tapi dia member
of the Skull and Bone. Yes. Skull and Bone.
No, it's like a sorority group in this university.
Maybe like HMI di sini or something, yeah.
HMI kayak gitu. Skull and Bone producing for US president.
They will control the US.
And this is not the smart
Smart student, not the smartest, yeah. The richest, yeah, maybe.
Rich
and famous.
Bad. Bad boys.
Yeah. Well, you can tell by the name, School and Bone.
School and Bone.
Like a piracy. Yeah, pirate. School and Bone.
Very exclusive group until now, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. If you're not descendant of
you cannot.
One of the members, you cannot enter. Mm. They have their own building inside the university.
Yeah, yeah. You cannot enter it. They got also this one room in every Disneyland. One room that only entered by the member of the School and Bone family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah. I saw it on the YouTube, secret things about Skull and Bone. One of that is they have one room.
It's on YouTube. One, no longer secret.
Yes. No. I mean, you cannot enter that. Nobody know that, and it's locked, man. All Disneyland they got this room. Only Disneyland superstar like.
Maybe only US Disneyland lah. Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know.
Secret group. Yeah. Maybe there is a secret group also in Japan. Beside the Yakagumi Gucci.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yakagumi Gucci, not so
secret. Yamaguchi.
Yamaguchi Gumi.
Yes.
Who's there?
Yakuza
gang. Yeah. Yakuza gang. Yamaguchi Gumi.
Japan, not much
a secret society?
Not much secret society.
How about Illuminati and Freemason, things like that?
Freemason, I don't know.
In Indonesia, a lot of Freemason. They use the name Loji. All Loji in Semarang, in Surabaya, it's owned by the Freemason. Loji.
From the word of Lodge.
Yeah, Lodge. L-O-D-G-E. Lodge.
Freemason Lodge. So
it's
a lot
place
of these Dutch people are the Freemason. Eh? Mm. So they have this lodge, Freemason Lodge, in every big city in Indonesia. Continue up to now, Freemason.
Up to now. Lodge, yeah. You search in Google, Lodge.
In Depot,
no, it's not conspiracy. Freemason is a well-known... Yeah, right? It's owned by the Freemason. It's not a big thing, no. It's just a small house, but they not that. Semarang Loji or Lembang Loji. In Lembang is also got this Loji. Good place, yeah. If you want to stay there, you have to be a Freemason. Now, Japan? the Super Saiyan. Super Saiyan. Oh, popular then. The blue boys.
How you see this kind of gang?
But now, before there were many. But now the regulation is so strict, their business is shrink, so not as big anymore.
Hmm. Yeah, see, this one, the big four.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Four clan, the number one clan, Yamaguchi Gumi.
Because I heard before that Yakuza is specifically
Japan.
The guard for the...
Sumiyoshikai, Inagawa Kai, and Aizuko Tetsukai.
Samurai?
No.
The story is not true,
I don't think it's true.
They're not samurai.
No,
they used samurai
to control. To upgrade their status actually. But actually Yakuza is gambler.
Yeah.
Bandar judi keliling gitu. Kita ingat ya, so
dia
starting from this gambling ya. Yeah. Gamblingnya, dice gambling, yes, card gambling.
Film apa itu ya?
Card.
So the word Yakuza is came from the most unlucky card combination.
Really? I don't know about
that. Yeah.
Yakuza.
there's some playing cards like kalau main like blackjack if you get burn
yeah, yeah burn amciong yeah.
Amciong
okay so, amciong
this are three yaku enza
it's
Yakuza.
A so they if you have these three card
you bad luck
you
keep shit
okay yeah
so this is this deep shit of the society.
You see, but Indonesian you study this.
Study yeah. They control construction
business. The black
market. They control construction business.
But nowadays not much. Before many, but nowadays not much.
And they're the one who orchestra the Japanese invasion to Korea.
I don't know about that.
Behind this. So there's some this law. One ninja to kill Korean queen, and then
that's a movie.
No, bener.
That's fact.
Yeah. So the Korean say, "Oh, the Japanese they declare war and the Japan attack Korea and Korea defeat until World War II from maybe 1800 something."
So how long was the Korean Japan war?
Korean Japan no war.
No war.
They
no
conquered, war. Conquered. We after we. Beat Russia, we got the right. Never fight.
You conquered by.
So
Japan.
why did you guys hate each other?
It's just like Indonesia and Malaysia, maybe. Maybe.
Only Korean hated Japan. Only Korean hated Japan. Japan no hated. I know the story. Yeah, I know the story. Because they want fun.
Maybe about
in US. Japanese student and Korean student, they talk to each other.
Oh yeah?
I'm open now.
that's why I say only Korean hate Japan. Japan never hate Korean.
But Japanese, no Japanese use Samsung, no? No way.
iPhone.
No way. iPhone. We prefer iPhone, but it's more expensive. Okay, Samsung made in Korea. Oh yeah, deep shit, no way.
You know, so no
Korean
using the Japanese car.
No. There's no Toyota in Seoul. No.
I think it's Japan Korean like our Indonesian Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Only fighting.
That's typical though. You know, if you're a neighbor country, always have issues. Yeah.
We're man. Manhood. Always want to be top of
but the
other.
Korean Empire is destroyed completely by the Japanese. Empire until World War II.
But the one I know that
1800 something, this Korean Peninsula is conquered by Japan.
Oh, Korea Selatan itu?
Yeah, all Korea.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
But during Manchuria.
Yeah.
Manchuria is first.
Yeah, Manchuria. China. China also like China also conquered
by Japan.
By Japan, become Manchuria.
Manchuria.
Well, that's only one part.
Yeah, one part. Yeah.
Okay.
But itu, so this they send okay one like pretend to be ninja. So not so good ninja lah. So the Korean can all this guy kill our queen, and they declare war because this Japanese.
So Korean never beat anybody.
No, they conquered by Japan. They never beat anybody.
They were controlled by the Russia. One is controlled by the US.
Yeah.
They cannot fight. Okay.
No, Korea to conquer everywhere.
Yeah.
By Samsung.
Samsung rule the world.
Actually, Samsung not work very well, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, it's
so
bad.
So they try another one, K-pop.
But our people is not that good. Okay, plastic surgery.
They all look the same.
All look the same, man. That's why, yeah,
okay,
I don't
when
know.
When they return to their country, people cannot recognize.
Yeah. Who are you? Who are you? The passport different, yeah. The daddy is handsome, the mommy is beautiful, the children is ugly.
That's true story.
Yeah, true story. The children is the original gene, man. You cannot manufacture the fetus, can?
Get the surgery again.
Yeah, well,
no
surgery
problem,
again.
No problem.
After 17, you got an eyelid.
No problem.
Like Indonesian artists also like that. Yeah.
Now, US up, of course, man.
Chris Dayanti, yeah? Mm. So, she got plastic surgery, become very beautiful. Her children, so-so. Ah. Then after they grow up, after they get 18 and 21.
Like, also got surgery?
Yeah. Surgery. So, look like the mother.
Yeah. What do you want to look like? My mom.
Look like this, yeah? He's the most beautiful man in Thailand.
Most beautiful man. That's man. Man. Man and women is created by God. In the middle, created by Bangkok.
So be careful, huh?
Just to win the competition.
Oh yeah, drag queen.
He become the most beautiful man in Thailand.
Oh man, if I see that one.
I cannot recognize this is man
or woman. Man or
woman. Oh my God.
But look at the fingers.
Finger? Fingers cute lah. Lentik, no?
Cannot. But
oh, lanang ya?
Lanang.
Big.
Still lanang itu.
Lanang.
Still lanang.
About 10 years back, this Japanese guy, lady, whatever. in Thailand, they had this man, lady, whatever, the competition. In Japanese guy, lady, whatever, became the champion.
So you proud of it? It's the pride of Japan. So
this guy went back to Japan and became somebody.
Well, already famous in Japan. Went to Thailand. Enter this competition
and win the champion
about 10 years back. But I can you search Haruna Ai? Haruna Ai.
Okay. Haruna Ai.
What Haruna Ai? This is the man from Japan.
Yeah, drag queen.
Haruna. Oh, lady boy.
Ai Haruna. Oh.
This is
a boy.
Boy.
Oh iya iya betul betul drag queen international. Oh man. Oh okay. Oh dangerous ini. Dangerous. He or she? He she? We don't know. Oh look at all the contestants. They're beautiful. Oh, they're not beautiful. Yeah. They're handsome.
Very dangerous.
You
got fake lady, yeah?
Fake lady. So, well, yeah, you can say that this one will win. Look at got the man jawline, yeah? But this one, this one. Haruna Ai.
This is also
man.
Yes, used to be.
Japanese, yeah?
Japanese.
Yeah, wait, that he won in...
In Thailand.
Yeah, the drag queen itu, Pak. Apa, Miss... International Miss International Queen.
Does it say what year?
Ini. Just a sec.
Be careful when you go to Thailand.
2016. Oh, no, 2009. 10 years back. And you know this exact 10 years back then.
So it's inside
your head. You have to open the drawer. I remember that one.
So it was big news in Japan.
Well, I don't know if it's big news, but
the winner is fantastic, man. Look at them. They're ladies, bro. Cakep, bro. Cakep, man. Go kill. Haruna Ai. Oh, man. Dangerous.
Haruna Kawaguchi.
No, different. Ini Pak, kalau ketemu di jalanan di Tokyo gimana, Bapak? How can you pick a spot that he is he, she is he?
She is he.
Yeah. Who is Ai Haruna girlfriend? The internet cannot lie, man. Who is ever dating Ai Haruna girlfriend, wife? Internet still think he is a boy, man.
Maybe.
This guy have boob, man. Oh. I don't know.
thank you for this information. This is very, very informative. So very good conversation tonight. Huh? Yes. I want to put it on a podcast.
Look at this man. You cannot mention that he is a he.
Yes. How come, ba? Harun Ahi.
But he has a breast, eh?
Yes, of course.
She put some bowling.
Maybe balloon. Nightclub with music, boom, boom, boom. Dark, slightly dark with flashlight.
And some alcohol effect. Yeah,
after 3 bottles of beer.
Yeah.
You cannot drink anything about it.
No.
Let's go.
So, presume that there are a lot of consent in Japan, right? And tattoos, people with tattoos are not allowed to enter the onsen.
The many places.
The what? Onsen.
Tattoo, yeah.
Oh, onsen, yeah.
Because what tattoo is previously associated with Yakuza.
Yeah.
Yes. Yakuza, they have tattoo all over.
That's the way. If your future they want to go to onsen, they close the onsen, okay, close.
We charter the whole place.
But the thing is, Yakuza sometimes they don't want to show up in the many people. I mean, they just try to, you know,
So tattoos is a taboo in Japan.
I don't know if it's taboo. Historically, it's associated with Yakuza.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, how you guys not shy to get in onsen together with boys naked?
Why you
guys? I don't know. Can you imagine that? You, me, and all these boys.
Okay.
Yeah. You. I think I will be intimidated with somebody who got bigger BB, yeah, you know? Oh, that guy have a bigger BB, yeah? Yeah, I know. Back in Niigata, my friend asked me to go, you want to go to onsen? Okay. And we on the line to get in the onsen. And I read, you must naked. No, thank you. I don't want to. So, why? No, not naked.
But your friend Indonesia, right?
Husband is Japanese.
Her husband
is Japanese.
Okay.
He's asking me to go to the onsen. Then the ladies goes to the onsen. My wife is okay. She's go to the onsen. I think women okay lah, yeah, naked is okay lah. But men naked.
That's because we are occupied by this European before. Occupied by European before. So the Indonesian descendant has this dick inferiority syndrome.
Yeah.
Is this Butala's conversation?
No, it's Butala. It's become Butala conversation.
So Indonesian always think dick is small. Compared to
Dutch. Compared to Dutch, compared to the English. Yeah.
But if we talk about this onsen culture, it's like in Scandinavia, they have their sauna.
If you go to ancient Rome, they had Rome, right?
Also naked.
Yeah. Oh.
And you also naked. You go to the onsen.
Why not?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No problem.
Sometimes they talk business in sauna.
On the weenie.
Naked.
Yeah. No towel, yeah.
No towel. It's just you and your
the kiss. Yeah, yours.
Yeah.
And Joko.
Yeah.
Compared to Scandinavian.
I cannot picture in my head that you guys we here naked, yeah, together in the pool. Yeah.
And then laughing. And then we compare each other.
And talking like this. You know what?
How many inch?
I cannot imagine.
I don't want to picture it. No.
They said like this Scandinavian guy. They said like this. When you talk man to man in sauna. It's just you and your word, you bring nothing.
You and your word, you bring nothing.
Yeah. Jadi, you have to be accountable to what you say inside the sauna. Maybe same like in Japan.
Open everything.
I bring nothing, yeah. No guns, no nothing, yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing, okay, let's go.
Open, everything open. We trust why, you. Huh?
That's why in the movie, if mafia and mafia want to meet each other, they meet at the sauna because they don't bring a gun. Yeah. They don't bring any gun.
Just you and your words. Philosophy.
Okay.
For onsen and sauna.
Good. Maybe same.
Okay. It's like. What, we don't have that kind of philosophy?
No, only we don't have. Even when we're naked, we can lie, man. We are Indonesian, so, brother.
So, you basically don't trust each other.
But the thing is, I think it's because of we are occupied by European with a bigger dick.
Yeah.
So
we got intimidated, yeah.
Intimidated up to now.
Yeah. Our dick is small.
So, like, I don't know, but Arabian, they don't do that. They did. They have.
In Turkish, they
this Turkish bath. Yeah.
Turkish bath. It's also naked.
Yeah, yeah.
Also
Turkey,
naked, right?
Turkey, yeah.
So
there's a big guy, sweaty, fat guy using like soap. Yeah.
So have you heard this little joke, yeah, about Indonesian and Arabic guy? So they went to the toilet. So they compare. So this Indonesian guy, he thinks he's got the biggest dick in Indonesia.
Okay.
So he got tattoo in his dick. Eh? Okay. He saw this Arabian. See, I got tattoo in my dick. What is that? Windy. Oh, what is Windy? It's Windy, my girlfriend name. Oh, so the Arabian said, I also have Windy tattoo on my dick. Sure, yeah. What is Windy? He says, oh, Windy. Eh?
Yeah.
But still very soft. Yeah. When got erected, this Windy become... Welcome to Saudi Arabia. Have a nice day.
Windy also. Windy.
Well, still so very windy. Oh, same windy.
Yeah, but same windy.
Become hot. Welcome to Saudi Arabia. Have a nice day.
So that's why we have naked together.
Yeah.
Especially with the Arabic people. We are intimidated now.
By our old dick.
even if we have take a bath together here with the naked situation, I cannot imagine. Maybe people talking about our size, you know?
Yeah. We afraid, yeah.
We afraid.
Is there any? Well, that's Indonesian. Indonesians always think insecurity with our size. Is it Japanese also think like that? Men to men.
I guess.
Oh, okay.
Once we are in onsen,
nobody think about it. Oh, you just want to relax. That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
Size doesn't matter.
Size doesn't matter.
Size doesn't matter. Big, small doesn't matter.
Can you bring kids into the onsen?
Yeah.
Kids can. Yeah. Kids can.
Boys with boys.
Oh yeah, boys with boys.
Actually, until I don't know which age of 5 or something they can bring.
Yeah, and they put a big itu celana coret. Baju coret, so I have to naked. Yeah, naked. No. I just wait outside lah. I just wait outside. Kuna kebanyak. And this guy, he get there. My wife also. I have a friend.
So you wait outside.
Aku ini celup-celup kaki. There's a foot sauna, foot onsen, free. Foot onsen. Boleh ngerokok. Ada gue fotonya, gue sendirian. Everybody just going to sana. Enggak, itu sisaan dari yang sana, the big one, the big pool, and this bikin like waterway to the food sauna free. But the smell like sulfur, ya, yeah? Sulfuric.
Oh, there are different kind.
This one is sulfuric. Sulfur. So, they put pineapple. They put pineapple. They put a cut of pineapple in the. For food.
Where is it?
Nigata. Cut pineapple.
Some onsen, like especially the soft, high sulfur one, is a very low pH. I went to onsen pH 1.7.
Oh,
very acidic.
Yes, still okay.
So what makes a good onsen and a bad onsen?
Yeah. Depends on what you like.
And what do you like? What do you prefer? The base of the acid.
Oh, guess base is actually human skin more tolerable for acidic. For base, maybe pH up to 10 is kind of pushing it.
Push it.
10 above is very dangerous.
Okay.
But acidic side, 1.7 is still okay. As long as it's on your skin. Getting your eye, it's very bad.
And the one that I feel about if my, when my feet on the onsen is like covered with I don't know, like a silky something. It feel like my like feet is very smooth, very smooth. Aneh man, I don't know. Celupin kaki about 15 minutes ya, angkat begitu, kok smooth ya? Ya udahlah sekalian, raup. nobody see me, so I do the raup. I'm Indonesian, I don't want to get rugi. I do the raup, go wudu cuy. Maybe I will get handsome.
That's why maybe Sundanese, especially in the mountain region,
yeah, maybe,
they get beautiful skin. Yeah?
Maybe like, because of the
my wife's friend,
the water, yeah, mixed with house. Sulfur.
It's a friend of my wife from Garut. Yeah? Very soft. I said, oh, lakinya menang banyak, cukur lagi.
So how can you tell soft? You have you just
look at
one. Oh, you don't know the kesep-kesep man. It's actually not that smooth.
She used dildo, right?
How you know inside?
Tangannya gitu.
Why?
The fingers very pointy.
Oh, you see the fingers again, yeah?
Very soft.
Finger man.
Finger man.
You're consistent with that, yeah? Finger man.
Can tell whether she's a girl white or lady boy.
From the finger.
From the finger. The finger never lies.
Maybe Korean also already surgery.
Have the surgery? They do the crafting. Pak Lee? Oh.
Kalah sama Om Tommy.
Oh yeah, Tommy. Tommy is, yeah. Okay.
The cleanest nail in the SLNG become belong to
Pak Tomis.
Pak Tomis.
Even girls kalah ya?
Kalah. Even buta lah.
Onsen culture. Yuk kita try yuk. Sometimes go to the sauna naked. How about that guys? Just try it once in a while.
Illegal
to naked.
Illegal.
After 10 we can naked lah.
Pernah sekali. Gue training jam when Polokopi training, when I was Polokopi, go to area Duta, Karawaci. So training and free sauna, free health club free, you can access. Sauna for like
hotel facility.
Yeah, indoor onsen. So we went to the sauna. Mostly the one who came to that hotel enjoy the club. Korean, Japanese, and Chinese, ya. Local Indonesian Chinese. All naked! Only us Indonesian using soap, eh?
Intimidate.
Also in Europe, I think France and I think Spain, they have like a nude beach, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I went to Bali around 1990.
Still can make it, yeah.
I went to Kuta with a lot of Western people still topless sunbathing.
After 20s, maybe.
But now, are they it's forbidden or not?
Forbidden, many Kuta.
Is because it's decreasing.
In Kuta,
in public beach, forbidden.
Yeah.
Private beach, okay.
But that one, 1998, still
in Kuta, right?
Kuta.
Kuta still. Topless, yeah?
1998, to drink beer.
Yeah.
But Kuta still Kuta, you know? Plain beach, no umbrella, colorful umbrella, no nothing. Right?
Just beach?
Just the road, sidewalk, beach.
No McDonald's?
No nothing. Right? Only the hotel.
Hard Rock.
And the beer is still carried by beer. 1998. That's the first time I visit Bali alone, eh? Yeah. With the boys, I mean, yeah, with the boys. I was still in.
Now they got this disclaimer, man. No nude, gitu. Ada tulisannya di pintu masuk gitu, no nude, gitu kan? Ah, salah tahun. Wrong year. We come early.
But if you go to private,
yeah, still, private
Canggu.
I don't know.
Yeah. Di Canggu, daerah Canggu still private beach. But you have to be.
Remember.
Oh, no, not member. You have to stay on the level 8 hotel, one of the private beach. Not level 8, level 8 cottage. Private beach. Dia begini nih bentuknya. Level 8. Ya, itu ada topless lah. Some old Australian man. His name is Mike.
His but name is Mike. Point, Mike. This is the first time. So, we saw plenty of poops everywhere.
Poop, bushes.
Poop, bushes. Bush. Because back then they don't shape maybe, I don't know. So, we don't get thorny.
After a while, get used to it.
I said to my friend, why we don't have any erection? Whether we should visit doctor or something? Or we get too many boobs so we cannot concentrate
on it? Maybe.
Oh, we, yeah, before 2000, yeah, before 2000.
And we drink this, so actually this is a official visit from our university.
Oh.
So the university asked, okay, you can have industrial visit. You can choose whatever. So we think, what is a chemical related industry in Bali?
In Bali. Okay.
Ting. Then we found this Dewi Sri.
Dewi Sri is the
liquor,
the Arak
traditional Dewi Sri, Balinese liquor factory. Yeah. So we decide to
visit.
And what is it related to chemical process? Yes, Pak, fermentation lah. So the my dinner. Okay lah. So we went to Bali and visit the plant, and you know what? We said, you guys want to try this one? They're not giving us. Botol ya? No, jerrycan.
Is that a big company? Dewi Sri?
Menengah.
Oh, okay.
Small. Liquor from okay. What? It's a
from fruit? Rice.
Rice.
Yeah. So they give us 2 5-liter jerrycan.
To get drunk with.
Yeah. And only 7 of us who drink from, what, 35 guys? Oh, something. Okay. So 7 guys finishing 10 liters. Yeah. For 3 days, hardly remember anything. I think that's why we can get horny with the plenty of boobs.
The alcohol make you not concentrate. Okay, 9 o'clock, guys. Telepon dulu ya. Nice story, guys. We continue tomorrow, ya. Yeah? Still without Butala.